Ang tubong Brazil na si Natalia Sampaio ay naninirahan pa lamang sa Australia ng 8 buwan nang siya ay ma-diagnose na may sakit na lubusang kakakitaan ng pagbabago sa kanyang buhay.
I was really, really sick right before diagnosis, so I'd been feeling really unwell. And when I was actually, when I went to hospital, I was down to about 47 kilos and just was just extremely exhausted. And when they realized that I had type 1 diabetes, I was immediately put on insulin injections 4 times a day. It was a complete shock, so there's no history of type 1 diabetes in my family at all. And it's the kind of disease that usually is diagnosed in children.
Para sa 31 taong gulang na kumukuha ng PhD, ito ay nangangahulugan ng patuloy na pag-aalala tungkol sa kaniyang kalusugan.
Every time that I eat something, I have to try and figure out how much carbohydrate is in that meal, and then I have to take the correct dose of insulin for that. So you can imagine that I have this disease that if I don't take insulin, it'll kill me. And when I take insulin, I have to take exactly the right dose. No one can tell me how much is the right dose. I have to figure it out myself every day, every time I eat. If I take too much insulin, I have the risk of going into hypoglycemia, which is low blood sugar, and that can lead to coma and death. And if I take not enough insulin, my blood sugar will rise, and high blood sugars will cause all kinds of complications, like an increased risk of heart disease or loss of vision and kidney disease as well.
Ito ay isa ring pamilyar ng pang-araw-araw na gawain para kay Rosina Pavlovich, na ang 9 taong gulang na anak na lalaki ay na-diagnose 4 taon na ang nakararaan.
We're talking about never consuming any food or drink without talking to us first, counting carbs, testing blood sugars 10 times a day, insulin pump. So Dane lives a very active life and he's involved in sports and all sorts of things, but there's always just an extra layer of complexity for him which we need to take into account.
Sinabi ng direktor ng St. Vincent's Institute of Research sa Melbourne na si Professor Tom Kay na mahigit sa 120,000 mga Australiano ay may diabetes na nagiging hadlang upang makapag-produce ang katawan ng mahalagang insulin. Aniya, ito ay isang malaking pahirap o pasanin para sa mga pasyente at mga pamilya.
About 6 Australians are diagnosed every day with type 1 diabetes. And the burden of type 1 diabetes really is that it primarily occurs in children, not exclusively in children. Some adults can develop type 1 diabetes also, but it's most commonly occurs between the ages of 5 and 15 years and even sometimes in younger children than that. And once it's diagnosed, there's a lifelong requirement for insulin replacement given by injections of various sorts, either by individual injections or via a pump.
Ngunit ang mga siyentipiko ay nakapagbigay ng bagong pag-asa sa paggamot sa pamamagitan ng pagkakadiskubre ng tinatawag na merged protein sa pancreas na maaaring makapagtukoy ng mga paraan upang mahinto ang pagkaubos ng insulin sa mga daanan nito. Ang nangyayari sa type 1 diabetes ay ang sistema ng pagkakaligtas ng katawan sa impeksyon o tinatawag na immune system ay nagkakamali sa pagkilala sa mga selyulang nagpo-produce ng insulin bilang dayuhan at sinisira ang mga ito. Ngunit sa pamamagitan ng nabanggit na hybrid peptide, naniniwala ang mga mananaliksik na maaaring natagpuan na nila ang kauna-unahang target para sa ganitong agresyon at kung gayon, ang maagang pagpapahiwatig ng pagsisimula ng sakit. At sinabi ng nangungunang mananaliksik si Dr. Stuart Mannering na maaaring magbigay ito sa mga siyentipiko ng pagkakataong magpaunlad ng simpleng pagsusuri ng dugo upang mahulaan at posibleng mahadlangan ang sakit na diabetes.
That's something that this breakthrough may also help to do, because now we know some of the targets that may be important, we can sort of put them in front of the cells in the test tube and see if anyone goes, oh, reacts to them, and that will give us a clue, we hope, as who's on the way to developing type 1 diabetes before they have any clinical symptoms, before they need insulin. So what we really hope is that we can identify people at that stage, and then we can turn off that bad immune response, that one that's causing the problem, and prevent them from ever getting diabetes.